Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Queensland, Australia, to Brisbane, to Scott Maiman of the CBS News, reporting on a controversy that is no longer just about tennis. It's a contest between two sovereign states. One, Australia, which is hosting a very large and important tennis contest, the Australia Open, and the other, Serbia. The president of Serbia is now weighed in on the fact that the superstar Novak Djokovic, who has won the Australia Open many times and is world famous, has arrived in Australia with what he claims was an exemption to being vaccinated before he could participate in the Open, before he could enter Australia. However, that exemption is now suspended or in question. And the president of Serbia has taken offense, Vucic. He has summoned Australia's ambassador in Belgrade and demanded they immediately release the tennis star. The prime minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, has also weighed in on this controversy in these last hours, reminding everyone Australia has sovereign borders and clear rules that are non-discriminatory, as so many countries do. It has to do with the fair and reasonable application of Australia's border protection laws. All I can say is that the evidence medical exemption that was provided was found to be insufficient. That's enough. Good heavens, Scott. This is looking like the kind of contest where each side issues ultimatums. What is the opinion of the Australian public watching this drama? Good day to you.
Oh, g'day, John. Yeah, this has gotten out of hand, hasn't it? Now, Djokovic got his initial clearance to play, but it's on medical grounds concerning the tournament, not the entry to Australia, but the tournament. So when that happened, he probably saw the scoreline at 30-love in favour of the Serb, the world number one tennis player. And so he popped on a plane expecting to come right in. It's a decision that was not met very happily within Australia because we have put so much at risk. We have put so much at stake for the ability for us to get back into normal life. We've had border closures. We've had isolations. You name it. We've had restrictions, everything. And then the thought that Djokovic could just waltz in without being vaccinated, as far as we know, and play this tennis event, it really did not sit well with the Australian public. So he arrived at the airport, discovered, first up, the wrong visa paperwork was completed. That became a 30-all score. Authorities cancelled his visa because he couldn't back up and support the claims as to why he was not vaccinated. So now we've got 30-40 in the government's favour. And normally he'd be turned around and put on the next plane home immediately. But the plane arrived 11 o'clock at night. His lawyers have somehow pulled a rabbit out of the hat. They got an injunction against his immediate deportation. Now, it is pending an appeal, which won't be completed until Monday our time. But now here we are at deuce. Who will get the advantage? We won't know until Monday. But the reporting from Serbia that he is in chains and he's in a dungeon, that's very poor reporting because he's not. In fact, he is being given some advantages that others in his predicament would not normally get. He's actually in a hotel room. He is under guard, but he's in a hotel room. He still has some liberties, but he's not in a detention center at the airport, as described to be a dungeon in chains. That is not the case.
We go to a quote. This is the Guardian reporting from London in these last hours from Djokovic's father, who is speaking in Serbian, but it's translated for all of us. The father says he's not in detention. He's in prison. They took all his stuff, even his wallet. They left him with just his phone and no change of clothes, nowhere to wash his face. Our pride is a prisoner of these idiots. Shame on them. The whole free world together with Serbia should rise. This isn't a battle for Serbia and Novak. This is a battle for billions of people, for freedom of expression, for free speech, freedom of behavior. Novak didn't break any laws, just as 7 billion people didn't break any laws. They want to subdue us and for all of us to be on our knees. My goodness, Scott.
What a load of poppycock, really. He's in a hotel. He has done wrong in the opinion formed by Border Patrol at the moment, which is why his visa was cancelled. He's not been able to back up and support his vaccination or lack of vaccination issues. And the thought of his father, this is another thing which does not sit well in Australia. His father has reportedly incited violence in Australia, calling for rallies to be held to free his son. Now, I got to tell you, I got a 12-year-old boy myself, and I'd do anything for my son. But really, let's get this back into perspective, shall we?
All right. Before Australia goes dark and the war is launched, let's talk about Omicron. Omicron is sweeping the east coast of the United States, headed to California. As I understand it, your situation in Australia has changed dramatically since last we talked before Christmas. What can you tell me about Queensland right now and Omicron?
Absolutely dire situation, and it's not just Queensland where I am, but right across the country. First up, the Omicron itself, as you may recall, Queensland pretty much had zero cases up until recently. We're now averaging 10,000 cases a day. Across Australia, we're averaging about 65,000 cases a day. We are now going through what you went through in, I think, March, April 2020. It is now, that's where we are now here in Australia. It's our pandemic now going across the country. It's pretty much on fire. Our services, our hospitals, our testing centres are not coping. We're not expected to hit the peak, if you believe the figures, until another 2 or 3 weeks. But already our systems are at breaking point. It is so bad that government authorities are saying, look, if you're not feeling well, don't get tested. Stay at home for 5 to 7 days and isolate. So we're not even getting accurate figures anymore.
Food security, the shelves, because what happens here is that the people who we depend upon to drive the trucks and fill the shelves are ill. Is that happening to you, Scott?
Big time, big time. We started seeing it around Christmas time when Omicron started to feel the effects. And basically anybody, as I just mentioned, who's ill needs to isolate. Well, we're seeing supermarket staff isolating now. We're seeing the truck drivers who deliver the supplies having to isolate, so the supplies are not getting through. Even our mail, we've had some issues. The US Postal Service has recently cut off Australia. So if you've got packages or mail for Australia, don't send it yet because the US Postal Service has suspended deliveries to Australia because they're just not getting through. And we are expecting it to get worse before it gets better. So our supermarket shelves are going to stay bare for a little while longer.
Scott Maiman for CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. Finally, a comment from the father of the detained tennis star. The truth is he is like water, and water paves its own path. Novak is the Spartacus of the new world, which won't tolerate injustice, colonialism, and hypocrisy, end quote. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.